Danielle, I have to say it's not too often we have two lieutenants in the same room.
Oh, boy.
We have Lieutenant Dina. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Lieutenant Scott is here.
Good morning.
And that's so you could tell the difference of their voice. But I guess Dina and Scott should tell you a little bit about both. But welcome. You're with the Salvation Army Tri-City Corps, correct?
That is correct. What's your tattoo on your arm? That's really cool.
It is my pyramids with
an eyeball.
My eyeball. It's the Eye of Horus.
Oh, nice.
That's very nice. And I noticed you have one, too.
Yes, I do.
Is it similar?
No.
Do you have her eye on your arm? You have the cross.
I have the cross, yes.
Very nice. Well, welcome to the show. We got a big event coming up on September 28th.
We do.
If you are a rider of sorts, we'll get to the bottom of it next. It is 8:21.
Some clouds this morning. Afternoon sunshine. A high of 81 today. Jeremy Scott is here with traffic.
Well, just got off the phone with State Police, and they did say the 55 northbound is jammed up from Lockport to Weber due to a crash in the two left lanes. They did say that there is a tow on scene, so hopefully that should be cleared up shortly. Once you get past there, you're a little tight approaching the 355 ramps. Once you get past that, you're still slow from 355 all the way to 53. Gives you over an hour in from 355. Same goes on the inbound Eisenhower. You're an hour in from Route 390. 355 northbound heavy 75th to the 88 ramp, and then the Army Trail Toll Plaza to the 290. Jeremy Scott with traffic, 95.9 The River.
Thank you, Jeremy. Didn't it sound like when he said, I just got off the phone with my, and I thought you were going to say wife.
No, because she wouldn't even listen. She's sleeping right now. So
wow, great.
That's a good thing. she said it's not my fault. I'll say that much.
Well, this time, wait till you get home. So here we sit with Lieutenant Dina and Lieutenant Scott, Tri-City Corps, Salvation Army Tri-City Corps. And tell us what you have coming up, because I know this event's pretty exciting.
We are excited. We are putting on our river ride. It is a bicycle ride, and it involves not only our Salvation Army Corps at the Tri-City, but it involves Elgin and Aurora.
Oh, wow.
And we are excited.
So what are you expecting for riders? Is this the first time? Do you do this regularly? Or
this is our first time.
Awesome.
It is. We are expecting that families will come out. They will enjoy the day. It is a ride. It's not a race. And we do have miles marked on the trail. You can go anywhere from 14.1, 26.3, 57. But hold on, because you're not obligated to any of those.
I'm going for the 57.
I think I'm going to do the one, next
on
one
my
down.
Unicycle.
What is it, 26?
26.3.
26.3 I could do easily.
Now, you're not obligated to any of those distances. Of course, you know, if you come out and you decide you just want to ride a mile.
Right.
That'd be great. Ride a mile, you know, go down, find a park bench and sit for a while. Just come on out and enjoy some time with your family.
So you said families can do this. So we're talking big mountain bikes and like little tricycles can do this, and
you got it.
You can do anything, yeah. And the thing is, there's no start time where everyone goes at the same time. This runs from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Correct?
That is correct.
So you can now in this ride, where will you be traveling through if you go the whole route?
You will be traveling through St. Charles, Elgin, and Aurora, and kind of looping back to St. Charles.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll just start. I'll just do one around the circle drive and come back.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I hadn't ridden in 15 years when I lived up on the north side. The first day that I got on my bike, I actually went 21 miles and didn't even know it. And, of course, I couldn't walk the next day. But as if you generally ride a little bit, you realize that 12 miles isn't that far on a bike.
No, it's not.
When you're out there having a good time. So tell people how they can register and what comes with their registration and how much.
Well, we register at SalvationArmyRiverRide.org, and you are going to get some amazing things with this. You're going to get a cool T-shirt that has our nice fox emblem on it.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get your swag bag that has a fitness tracker.
Oh, cool.
And you're going to get snacks. You're going to get coffee in the morning. You're going to get lunch. It is a deal.
What is this, like $200? How much is it?
Not even close.
What was that website again?
It is SalvationArmyRiverRide.org.
Got it.
So how much is it to register?
It is $25 if you register early, which is before the 11th of September, for $25 for adults, $10 for children.
And September 28th, is that a Saturday?
Yes, it is.
It is a Saturday. So tell me what you do with these proceeds and what the Salvation Army really does for the community. For those that don't know.
Well, the Salvation Army isn't just about Christmas. I know most people relate the Salvation Army with Christmas because of the bells and because of the things that happen around Christmas time. But, I mean, throughout the year, the Salvation Army takes care of the community.
Well, here in the Tri-City Corps, I mean, part of how we really help the community is our food pantry is open 5 days a week.
Wow.
We do two days of fresh food distribution, which doesn't even require any kind of income requirements on it. And we also have a really large summer day camp and after school program.
That's what does great. That do?
We go out to five different schools in the community, including St. Charles and Batavia, and we provide programming for the kids at a much, much reduced cost. So it's great.
Saving them money. And then, of course, you are involved with the stores, too, correct?
We are.
I know that you're not operating them,
right.
But I mean, the Salvation Army, it definitely, the proceeds go to the Salvation Army to help support some of these programs.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Lieutenant Dina and Lieutenant Scott. Is there anything we missed? We're good?
Just get out there and ride.
$25, absolutely. September 28th, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. along the Fox River Trail. One more time, your website?
It is SalvationArmyRiverRide.org.
Thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
It is 8:20.